Hello, my dears. My name is Joanna and I welcome you to Johanna Takonis, the Deconstruction of CPTSD podcast. In this episode, we will talk about how it comes that dealing with PTSD is so much easier than CPTSD. I usually use PTSD to include both, but there's a very significant difference in difficulty dealing with it, and it's quite a jump. It is important to understand the difference and how to treat the different versions, as they require different approaches, which is likely why many struggle to remove CPTSD from their life. So let us talk about it. I had thought about putting a trauma between the ball and the ring trauma, like small or big ball trauma, but they are basically the same, just different severity. Still, that leaves this extreme jump in difficulty and complexity. So to recap episode 52. A ball trauma is usually a singular event with one major trauma core and maybe some side cores, which are more like branches of a tree and not their own thing. This usually gives you PTSD. A ring trauma is multiple trauma cores and semi-trauma cores, which wouldn't be enough to cause PTSD on their own, but since these different cores interact with each other, they reinforce and strengthen each other. This usually gives you CPTSD. The difference has a lot of consequences. Most therapists can deal with PTSD, but CPTSD is a lot harder. There is a good chance you even dealt with a small ball trauma without even ever noticing you had PTSD and resolved it yourself. We first talk about this in an example, then how to deal with ball trauma, and then with the ring trauma. We use a car accident as example. You drive, have an accident, you call for aid arrives, you get transported to the hospital, and then released. This is a ball trauma of relative minor size. It has a short start, big trauma in the middle, and quite a quick fiddling out. This time, you drive, have an accident, there is fire, there are other people hurt, you are unable to call for aid, you are stuck, aid arrives, they have trouble getting you out, you get transported to the hospital, have to stay there for a while, and then get released. And this is quite a ring trauma with the possibility of survivor's guilt. The fire on its own would have been scary, but since you are stuck, can't call for aid, and other people are there, it's worse. To use one of the factors as an example. Characteristic for ring trauma is the reinforcing of the traumatic elements of each other, therefore forming this ring. They don't have to all be that, or sometimes just some elements. For example, the care is made worse by having been stuck or the fire. It makes the trauma exponentially worse and the treatment harder. When we deal with a ball trauma, it is relatively straightforward. Usually it starts with reinforcing your defenses, gather resources, like for example energy or low stress levels, and gathering information, for example, where the trauma is and what it is about. And then you work yourself from the outside to the inside. The ones that easily come to mind and are relatively small, and then work yourself to the big ones. Follow the triggers to remove them, from easy to difficult if you can. Both will lead you to the core. Once you emphasize and understood the core, and therefore dealt with it, that is when the aftercare happens, which means you search for overlooked triggers and if the trauma took root. If yes, it is important to remove these to avoid the trauma to return. So basically, you pick them up one by one until there is nothing left. Now, compared to that, the ring trauma is so much more complex, because you have to fight off multiple attackers at the same time. So your defenses have to be very good or any holes will be exploited very fast. Every step should be calculated. The wing trauma is, unlike the ball trauma, quite punishing for mistakes. You can't just hack until you eventually get there. You have to be strategic and understand at least roughly what is going on. So the most important step is to identify all the cause. Usually, there are things that have, even if it's in great extremity, traumatized other people. For example, that would be a house fire for the fire element of the accident. Because otherwise, when you turn your back to one of the cores, it will bite you in the butt. Then you should try to understand the trauma elements. Why are they traumatic? And which ripple effect did they have on your life? Clear if you have to. That depends strongly how much time has passed since the traumatic event. Then find the least connected core. But keep an eye on the others, which means keep engaging with them so they are not active. Which means having trimmed off enough that they don't cause any significant symptoms. I strongly recommend not to engage with even an quite exposed core if all are active. Like I said, it is significantly harder. So if you would like to know more and more detail, please let me know. The more effective and precise you are, the faster you heal and cure yourself. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it helpful. Hope you are safe and well. And, as always, if you have any questions or feedback and the like, please let me know at contactme@johannatakonis.com. More information and transcript you can find, as usually, under johannatakonis.com and links are in the description. Hope to see you next time. Watch yourselves and have a wonderful time.